station this past year. Now it won't be long.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Rich, along with Doug, who is just making his way back from letting his dear little Charlotte take a run around in the pasture to take care of some business. So until then, why don't we Google on over to DougSteffens.com.
I just fell asleep. What happened?
No, I told everybody you were out letting Charlotte take care of business. So I was going to tell everybody what today's poll was. You want to do it?
Yeah, you can do it. You're
okay.
Capable. You have a mind. I can do it. You can do it. We can
today's
do it.
Today's poll, it's this one kind of bothers me. We've talked about how Hollywood and magazines and just society in general makes girls think they should be thin because it says it's cool in a magazine or a movie. Well, it looks like Disney might be jumping into the game. Mm-hmm. They've come up with a new version. It doesn't look like Minnie Mouse to me, but it's supposedly it is.
The original Minnie Mouse.
The original Minnie Mouse is a absolute stick figure.
Awful.
It looks like Olive Oil, who hasn't had a meal in about a year.
And Olive Oil is a stick
figure. A stick figure.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Based on that, what do you think about the way Barney has slimmed down Disney? Barney's slimmed down characters. I don't get that. What does that mean?
Barney and characters who are... Barney is... No, you did the same thing I did. They're doing it in conjunction with a fashion show at Barney's in New York.
Barney's, okay.
And whether Barney, one of the characters,
okay.
That might be converted into a stick person... although Barney's not a Disney product.
Barney, no, okay.
So now
Barney the store has slimmed down the Disney characters. What do we think about their upcoming promotion?
Okay. You think it's ugly. You got it?
Okay. Right. So they look great. I can't wait to see what they do next. It's a little creepy, but not a big deal. They look very creepy. That would be mine. Awful. It sends a terrible message to kids. Actually, I changed my mind. That would be mine.
Yeah.
And it's an ad campaign. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out at DougSteffens.com.
The story from Europe focusing on a zoo in Rome that is feeding giant meat-flavored ice lollies to the tigers and lions and frozen fruit and watermelon for the monkeys. The heat in Rome is so over the top. Europe has been, as we have here, frying for much of the summer. Those of you who have followed the Olympics, remember how hot it was in London. It's been very warm in England.
I thought in Rome they usually fed the Christians to the lions.
Well, this is the modern way of handling
okay.
it. Yeah. Temperatures have hit 104 degrees in Rome. And so they were trying to help some of the animals confront this torrid heat. Tigers and lions can be seen pawing at these giant lollies of meat, lollipops. They're about the size of the animals' heads. Monkeys are being given bamboo canes filled with yogurt and frozen fruit, as well as watermelon.
Good idea.
Yeah, so that story is at DougSteffens.com. All kinds of the heat wave over our country seems to have broken now in the last couple of days, and part of the influence
in Washington.
The influence is the wave that comes as a result of, you understand, the cycles. When these hurricanes come in, they suck all the moisture out of the air, and with it, they take the humidity. So that's why east of the hurricane and north of the hurricane, the weather has been so good this week. It's marvelous where I am in Massachusetts.
It's beautiful.
Marvelous where Richie is in Washington. Dry, beautiful, beautiful blue skies.
Again tomorrow.
Right. Well, the hurricane's now disseminating and hasn't got the energy. It's sort of following a track up the Mississippi. Supposed to go into parts of the Midwest, give them some relief from the drought. That isn't going to help the corn and bean supply because it's way beyond it'll do some good, but it isn't going to help the corn mature. Most of the corn is matured at about half of its size, and therefore, you know, everybody who depends on corn for livestock, corn for our food. Wait till you see the prices as they go up. They've already gone up, according to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru. He says that the essence of this is not going to be 100% known and or felt until we're well into the Christmas season and into the wintertime.
When will the day come when they won't have have outdoor crops. When they, you know, like they had the hothouse tomatoes.
Oh, I don't think that. I mean, it depends on where you are in the world. Here, good Lord, let's hope that the earth doesn't get so populated that every space in every country on every continent is filled.
No, how do you survive? That. I just think that they want to manage our food
Monsanto does.
To such an extent.
Yeah.
They will want to control the atmosphere with which the vegetables grow in.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even the animals.
Yeah.
Maybe they have hot house cows. Where they're like in a stadium. Maybe they turn all of the NFL stadiums into pastures, and they eat the fake grass, and they don't have to worry about drought and extreme heat hurting the animals, and they can control every little bit of the growth process.
This is the Beyond Good Day Hour, before or beyond, whichever you prefer.
Or even Rich scarier.
Well, what's even scarier?
The Chinese are messing with weather control.
Huh. Nah, the Russians would have done that.
No, the Chinese are doing. They're
well, they seed clouds.
They seed clouds.
Yeah,
right.
They do that. They seed clouds, don't they? I couldn't resist that. Sorry. I tickled myself even there with that one. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jake Humar joins us. Right? Doesn't he join us later in this hour?
He does.
So I have that in my head. I thought I did. So in the meantime, there's always a... Richie and I need to take a deep breath, so pardon us while we do that.
Fire ants, fleas, chinch bugs, and grubs are destroying your lawn from above and below ground. End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Other leading brands control surface insects, but not root feeders. Complete's two-way formula kills insects above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months guaranteed. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
All right. So the discussion we're having, in part, this is a general conversation about food our supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, always posting updates on what's going on. Here's a guy who is, if there's anybody that I've come across in the years I've been doing this program,
really
who
good.
Knows his stuff is cold.
And it's just...
This guy is the one.
And it's useful information.
Ah, every bit of it is all
very useful information.
Yeah. Go to supermarketguru.com to find out the latest in all of, he has a thing called hits and misses, and he reviews every week. He gets hundreds, 400 things a week to review. He reviews generally four or five of them, and will post his findings on his daily hits and misses, but that's part of what you get when you sign up at supermarketguru.com.
Who doesn't go to the supermarket?
Everybody goes to. This is why it's so practical.
Yeah.
And the guy is everywhere on television. I'm really fortunate. He and I have become good personal friends. He's just a font of knowledge. Very interesting guy.
It's interesting to hear everybody talk about how they market the food to you. I'm fascinated.
Remember that that ad when E.J. Hutton speaks, everybody listens?
Right. Yes.
Okay. This is the real guy. When this guy talks, everybody in the food business listens because he has made his career so effectively intertwined with what the realities are of food availability. I'm so pleased to have him as part of the Good Day program. But anyway, having talked about food and the skyrocketing price of food, there's an interesting story that we have for you at DougStephan.com about Joseph Watson.
Who's he?
Who is a he runs the United Livestock Commodity Service. And he's trying to figure out how to survive. He has 1,400 cattle, and because corn is so expensive, he's no longer feeding corn. The prices are too high.
Uh-oh.
So he began to buy secondhand candy. A higher ratio of fat than actually feeding them straight corn, because that's important. The cattle, when they're brought to market, they need to be as heavy as possible, and they gain weight faster on chocolate. Hard to believe it works, he says. We tried it, and we see the results.
Can't be healthy.
We're very happy. Well, that's...
we're not allowed to eat that stuff and be healthy.
Right? I don't know that that's his concern. What his business is to bring the largest animal to market that he can, and it's called finishing off the cattle. In a sense, it's what I do with my heifers in the summertime. They go out to summer pasture. I mean, I was at a couple of them this week, and the way that they are looking, having been on this grass all summer, they look terrific. For those of you who don't know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have my fingers on the pulse of a lot of this stuff, more so than the average person. So I watch, and even though I don't feed grains and my cows don't get any hormones and we don't give them anything other than all natural stuff, it's interesting to see how some of my brethren, whether they're in the cattle business or whether they're in the dairy business, are handling this problem. So I thought this was a lot of fun. The farmer says it has all the right nutrition for him, Richie.
Oh, please.
Mixes the candy with an ethanol byproduct. The stuff, it's like, it's a mash. A corn mash, not unlike the silage that I put in the silo for the cows. It sits around, it gets hot, and it has a very interesting aroma and flavor. It's good for the cow, as long as it's not too hot.
I need to pick up those cow patties afterwards.
Well, it's
probably a little sticky.
Good fertilizer. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Gone today. So here at Beyond Good Day, we have Richie and I, along with Dr. Jay Kumar, in a few minutes. Rich obviously has a story from the world of sports.
As long as it's just the fellas
ball
today.
Game. Yeah, it's just the fellas today, Richie.
What do you say we go to the ballpark?
Why not? Help yourself.
The Quad City River Bandits. It's a minor league ball team.
Yeah.
Got into the political spirit on Sunday, giving away bobbleheads of President Obama and Republican candidate Mitt Romney. They held a mock election poll, and the winner was determined by whose bobblehead had the most requests.
Great.
So Obama supporters lined up on the left, and then the Romney fans lined up on the right, and they entered the ballpark, and they would go and request or choose the bobblehead that they want.
Mm.
Now, this is in Florida,
mm-hmm.
So why don't you take a guess as to who you think the most popular bobblehead was.
In Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Of the two?
Yeah.
Either Romney or Obama?
Correct.
And what is the age of
the
people?
They didn't have a third-party candidate in this bobblehead election.
All right, so the Libertarian is not there.
No. Or the Green Party or whoever. It's a minor league ball game, so I mean.
Oh, Romney.
You think Romney?
Yeah.
In 2008, they did the same mock election with McCain and Obama.
Yeah.
And Obama edged out McCain.
Mm-hmm.
So the bobblehead election.
Was right.
Was right.
Okay.
In this bobblehead election that they just had,
mm-hmm.
Obama edged out Romney.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard the story from University of Colorado, I believe it was Monday of this week, and they have not been wrong since the election of, they went against the tide, if you will, when Harry Truman was reelected in 1948. That was the first year the University of Colorado did some, whatever they put into the minds of people who do the predicting, somehow or other they came up, because Dewey was supposed to beat Truman,
right?
According to all the polls and
right.
Pretty much every other.
It was done. It was over.
Conventional wisdom.
Why even go?
There's a famous picture of Harry Truman holding up the headline from, I think it was the St. Louis paper,
yeah.
Dewey defeats Truman.
Right.
And Truman being the character that he was, it was not off-putting. It was actually kind of, I have a lot of regard. Of all the presidents of the United States, Harry Truman may have been one of the best in many measurements, frankly. But anyway, the point is,
what did the poll say?
The poll at the University of Colorado says Mitt Romney wins. It's close, but he wins. And the speculation now that concerns, hold on, let me go through what they said. And it's interesting because I heard an NBC reporter repeat the same thing last night. Ohio could go either way. How Ohio goes for Obama is beyond me, other than thinking about Cleveland being as powerful with the number of blacks
right.
that are there.
Right.
And there are a lot of, I have my friend Ted Siller who loves Obama, and there are a lot of folks that are in the northeast quadrant of Ohio that really seem to like Obama. Whereas if you go down through Columbus and that area, there's going to be strong support. Anyway, the point is that it's mostly an agrarian economy in Ohio, but there is heavy industry in Columbus, in Cleveland, Toledo to an extent, and in Cincinnati. So the industrial areas seem to prefer Obama, and the rural areas seem to prefer...
Same here in Virginia. In Arlington, Virginia, which borders Washington, D.C., it tends to lean very Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get away from the city into rural Virginia, coming through my county, which borders Arlington,
right. It's
when it starts to turn more red
right. Than
blue.
Yeah. And so, under the circumstances, what we have is the Ohio not being predictable, but Wisconsin with Ryan on, and Iowa, they seem to get Romney to the 270 mark. Wisconsin with Ryan, you got to figure they're going before. I think Wisconsin went for Obama in, and this was the strategy, because they figure they may lose Ohio. So if you get Wisconsin, Iowa for sure. And I'm thinking Iowa went for Obama before as well. I know some friends of mine who are farmers in Iowa that love Obama. But I think the state goes more now toward the right than it does the left, and Wisconsin as well. So those two can, there's a scenario that they, if they come in the way it looks like they'll come in, you don't need Ohio because he gets 271. I mean, it's just by the hair on your chinny chin chin.
Sorry,
but that's what the University of University of Colorado was saying. Mitt Romney, but not by much. Observations continue with Dr. Jay Kumar, helping you with your life in a few moments here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Through the hour, beyond good day time, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us. I want to say hi to Candy from Smyrna, Georgia, who really actually started to listen, Richie, on Pal Talk, but now listens to us at DougSteffen.com.
Oh,
she
yeah.
chats with you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And anyway, we have lots of interaction with a lot of the folks who really, obviously without them, what do we have here? We talk to ourselves, which is not a good formula.
We do that all the time anyway. It's not very much fun.
Not a good formula for success. You are not on an island. You are not isolated. You are a piece of this planet. I'm thinking about a couple of, there's a poem that was very popular in the late 60s maybe, and the focus of it was your part in the universe, what role you play in the universe, how the universe works. And I and many others have learned, sometimes the easy way, sometimes the hard way, that personal relationships are such fertile ground, such fertile soil. And from this fertility comes wonderful success, achievement, life grows. This sounds like a song now I'm bringing. Love grows where my rosemary goes. Remember that
mm-hmm.
old song? So if you're going to be successful, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have a loving partner. You need to have people that work with you who support. For example, in this program, we have any number of people, Radio America, Business Talk Radio, Lifestyle, Genesis, all the people who help further our goal of getting this program to more people. And without that, we have a certain amount of success, but it doesn't grow exponentially unless you have the support of people. And sometimes you got to hurdle over, you know, it's one at a time, sort of. And I think that we can analogize here, Jay, into the personal realm, because there is there's nobody who really lives a happy life alone, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, you live alone. Your dog, like I live alone. I got my dog.
Ted Kaczynski seemed like he was pretty happy with himself.
Oh, don't compare Ted Kaczynski, please. But, I'm joking. I want to respond to something, Doug, you mentioned quite earlier. I was just chatting with Rich before I came on the air. I was telling him that I just started teaching my university courses this past week.
Yeah.
And one of the courses I'm teaching right now is called Health and Healing in Science and Spirituality. And on the first day of class, you know, it's something I love to do, as you know, Doug, you've known me for a few years now. My three words are educate, empower, and engage.
Yeah.
And I do it with students. I do that with all of you here. And it's really about, you know, empowering you through educating you and really having you engage in this process known as health and wellness. And one of the first things I discussed in my course this week is the definition of health. And what's really interesting, you know, many of you may not be aware of this, and I want to kind of share this because it's so exciting. In many languages of the world, including English, the word health, the word to heal, is actually connected to the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, mm-hmm. The word's holy. And there's a really intimate connection in all these languages of the world that really underscore this very fundamental principle that in order to experience a state of health and wellness and healing, you have to strive for the place of wholeness. And so wholeness automatically implies that you're part of something greater, mm-hmm. whether it's you're, you know, being a part of a community, being part of the, you know, connection to the planet, but feeling that connection to something larger. And one of the best ways we do that, how to experience that sense of wholeness, is through relationships, is through that sense of knowing that you're not here alone. You have the power and the ability to cultivate the state of health, happiness, and well-being with others in your life. And others in your life, whether it's, you know, your loved ones, like your life partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, your children, your pooch, in my case, knowing that you're part of something large and cultivating that relationship is so important. And sometimes we know, sometimes it happens, that relationships can go awry. Sometimes we know that relationships can from time to time, you know, have their rough spots. But knowing that the person that you love, whether it's, you know, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, even your kids or your parents, they really are a reflection of you. And so those people act as a mirror for us in our those places in our life where we need to work on. And so this really has, you know, I kind of was interesting, you know, to hearing about what you were saying earlier about the need to experience that relationships in our lives. It's so important, such a great value. And it's these relationships in our lives that we really cherish the most that we need to spend the most time on and really kind of feel that sense of wholeness within.
Yeah. Dr. Jay Kumar is here on the Good Day program. We're talking about the way you move yourself through life, the motivations that you have, how you connect with people. One of the things, speaking of connections, that I have gotten the most out of from you, and I've heard other people talking about this neuroscience. You've made a study of brain science, which is neuroscience, and how it rears its head in unusual ways. We talked about using neuroscience as a motivator or the connector for the Olympic athletes, and how they had to have that all engaged in order to push ahead. And so now, coming back to all of us individually, those of you who are compassionate, those of you who show great gratitude, it's partially because all of the things in your head are connecting, as your brain realizes that these are the signs of connection. If you're compassionate with people, am I reading that correctly?
Absolutely, Doug. I'm so glad you encapsulated that so nicely and so beautifully. You know, what I teach, my area of expertise in neurocognitive studies, is really about understanding the connection between the mind, the brain, and health and wellness and healing. Mm. There is this remarkable study which has been happening for the past 2 years now, which which exemplifies just how important our emotions are in our ability to achieve health and wellness. They've now done studies in an area of medicine called neurocardiology. Neurocardiology really looks at the interconnection between the brain, the mind, and the heart. And what they found is something quite remarkable. The human heart actually has a mini brain inside of it. The same
really?
Type. Yes, it's really amazing. The human heart. I'm going to repeat this. They've discovered in the past few years that the human heart is actually a mini brain. You know, we've been taught in our society for so long to think that it's the rational mind, it's that cognitive piece, which is the most important aspect of our lives to cultivate. But what we're now finding is that our emotions, our emotional states, have a tremendous impact on our nervous system and our immune system. So here's an example to underscore this this point. The human heart actually produces the largest electromagnetic field in the body. It's stronger than anything else it's stronger than the brain and stronger than any other organ in the human body. What they've now shown is that when you experience emotions of gratitude, love, compassion, empathy, joy, even forgiveness, this energy field around your heart becomes more coherent. And they've now correlated that when this field around your heart is more coherent and more strong and cohesive, that now correlates to having a stronger immune system. And so there's this, so I literally say, love is a healing frequency. And I literally am saying that when you embody these emotions of love and compassion and gratitude, you're actually promoting a greater state of well-being in your brain, your mind, your nervous system, your immune system, and that leads to greater health and well-being. So this all ties back to something we were talking about just a few minutes earlier, the importance of relationships. What better way to experience love, gratitude, and compassion than in relationships you have with those that you love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And understanding what love really is all about. Love is, as much as we'd like to have it a straight line.
Yeah.
You know, not a straight line.
I'm going to share with you one of my favorite quotes of all time. It's by a Sufi poet named Rumi from the 13th century from ancient Persia. And he has this beautiful quote about love, and I'm going to share it with you. And his quote goes, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so, Jay, let's say that people don't like other people.
Yeah.
They're loners.
Some or all. Yeah.
All.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they just are just like, you know what? I have no use for people.
Right.
But let's have two different examples. Let's say they're an avid fisherman, and they'd mm-hmm. rather be out by themselves in the middle of a stream fly fishing, and that's what they yep. do all the time,
so,
and that is their love. Or let's say the only thing they have is their dog or their fish or their pet or
one
whatever.
One being, another
Does
being.
It have to be a human, or can they have just a love?
No, that's a really good point, Rich. I really want to, I'll answer by saying it doesn't necessarily have to be another human being. Like, you know, I live alone. I've got my dog, but I love my pooch. You know, Pico is just like awesome. And what this, and even fishing or having that relationship with nature, you know, nature can be that thing you have a relationship with. And so it goes back to the neuroscience, and something I would like to share with you. They've discovered in the past 15 years that the human brain is not actually wired exclusively for competition and fear and aspects of of negative emotions. The human brain is wired to experience empathy and compassion, and we've discovered this with these. It's a system in the brain called the mirror neuron system, and what this means is the mirror neuron system, very simply put, in a layman language, is that our human brain is wired to experience the feelings of others. And we know that when you experience, even if you're in a relationship with someone else, a loved one, a child, a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, every human being has these mirror neurons. And when we're with these other people, we can develop these mirror neurons. What they've also shown as well is that dogs and certain animals also have mirror neurons as well. And so you can have a relationship with your dog and still cultivate these mirror neurons. You can also be in nature and cultivate these mirror neurons as well. Because one of the most profound and easiest ways to allow the brain to go into a state of coherence and relaxation is being in nature. Mm-hmm. The example that you just gave, Richard, I think is so, which is a great one. Someone who enjoys hiking or fishing or just gardening.
Sure, yeah.
All, you know, these are all great ways to experience and cultivate a relationship with something that you love, whether it's to nature, to your garden, you know, to the mountains, to the beach. You know, I live here in the mountains up here in L.A., and every morning I go outside, except when it's raining, of course, which is very rare in Southern California. Every morning I go outside and just sit with my morning tea and breakfast. And just look at the mountains and experience this relationship. Yeah. This relationship I have with the planet.
That's one of my favorite things to do is just go biking and just stop in the middle of the creek and just bang.
One of the a friend, a very close friend of mine, has an energy friend, a person who reads energy, and in talking to her this past week, Charlotte came up, my English bulldog, and this woman said the amazing connection between Charlotte and me. Which is,
sure.
It was there and has been developed because she's getting older and I'm obviously thinking that I want to protect her as long as I can. And this person said that Charlotte will resist going to the last breath because she loves me. So.
Right. You know, dogs actually also discovered a certain animal, in addition to humans and higher primates, such as like apes and chimpanzees and gorillas, the only other animals that we know that have these mirror neurons that enable us to experience compassion and empathy are dogs, elephants, and dolphins.
Wow. Food for thought. Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. Always a pleasure to have you here in the Beyond Good Day spot with people's thoughts and people's deeds and people's actions foremost in our consideration. Dr. Jay Kumar with us here on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
The word of the day are words, pride and respect. That's what, most of us have for people who have put on the uniform to protect our freedom. Let's show these folks that we support them. Help the Purple Heart Service Foundation provide services for veterans who have received the Purple Heart and those who have not. Lots of great things in the program. You can help by donating your car, your boat, other usable items, or cash by calling 877-743-1631. Help the veterans. 877-743-1631.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Once again, our attention is divided between the effects of Isaac and the convention in Tampa. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start on the northern Gulf Coast, zeroing in on Louisiana, where quite a few areas not protected by levees are underwater, as Isaac, which went from hurricane to tropical storm yesterday, dumped a foot of rain or more in many places. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning on punching holes in a southeastern Louisiana levee to relieve flooding from tropical storm Isaac. Governor Bobby Jindal says it should take 3 or 4 days for the water to drain near Plaquemines Parish. Crews had previously punched holes in some levees after Hurricane Gustav back in 2008. Isaac, which is losing strength, isn't expected to be fully out of Louisiana until tomorrow. Gene Otto lives in Plaquemines Parish. He and his family had to climb up into their attic as the water level rose yesterday.
The water came up so quick. It looks like we lost everything. If I have to, I'm going to have to shoot the hole in the attic here to get out on our roof.
As many as 600,000 power outages have been reported across Louisiana as the effects of Isaac continue to be felt. On to Tampa, Florida, the second night of the Republican National Convention, featuring the number two man on the ticket, Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan, who addressed the convention and the nation last night.
I accept the duty to help lead our nation out of a jobs crisis and back to prosperity. And I know we can do this.
Ryan receiving a rousing reception at the convention, going after President Obama on many issues, including the economy and the health care reform law, saying he and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney are ready to lead. Tonight, the final night of the Republican National Convention, Florida Senator Marco Rubio will introduce the presidential nominee, after which Mitt Romney will accept the nomination and then deliver undoubtedly the most important speech of his life. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them. Come on. own way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted,
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats,
but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a light trading session yesterday for the markets. The Dow up 4 points at the close to 13,107. S&P up 1, NASDAQ gaining 4 points. Oil prices fell 84 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.49. Some interesting medical news. A new study out suggesting men can lower the risk of having a stroke by eating chocolate. Researchers found that after 10 years, men who ate the most chocolate lowered their risk of stroke by 17% compared to men who did not eat any chocolate. Their recommendation is for about a third of a cup of chocolate chips each week, preferably a darker chocolate with higher cocoa content. And finally, let's hit the road. Fair amount of traffic out here today, and that brings us to... Whoa, watch out! That guy cut me off. Where'd you get your license, a raffle? We've all had the experience of seeing lousy drivers on the road. Of course, we're not referring to you. It's the person in the other vehicle. And where are the worst drivers in the country? Well, according to the annual America's Best Drivers Report, issued by Allstate Insurance, for the fifth year in a row, the worst drivers can be found in Washington, D.C., where drivers get into accidents twice as often as compared to other parts of the country. The numbers show D.C. drivers are involved in accidents every 4.7 years. The national average is once every 10 years. Washington, D.C., the worst, and nearby Baltimore is number two when it comes to bad drivers, getting into accidents every 5.3 years. All right, where can the best drivers in the country be found? Answer, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's where drivers there go 13.8 years between accidents. And chances are, when they do get into an accident, it was caused by an out-of-town visitor from Washington, D.C. or Baltimore. In a related note, my teenage daughter passed her driver's license road test yesterday. I told her she can now drive all she wants as long as it's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.